בשול, פרק א', סעיף צדיק ווב, כדי שיש בו פשטידת אטריות, כל קוגל, מותר לפרוס ממנה פרוסה, להוציא אף פעוד הקדם מונחת אגב האש. פתאום משום זה אין כאן הגוסה המערבת, אז חלקי עצב זה בזה. To go and cut a piece of kugel, even if it is on the fire, no problem, because one doesn't mix anything with something which is solid like a kugel. When do you have a problem from mixing something which is liquid? Something which is a solid, you don't have a problem from like some solid like a kugel. We're not discussing a cholent, because a cholent, if it is one big piece, it's the same as a kugel. If it has small pieces inside, it's got a problem. But a cholent, a kugel, which is one big piece, there's no problem to go and cut it. If Sadi Zain, Hagosa Bemaim Uvamorok, to go and mix, if you're talking about water and soup. Mutter loyti bekaf oibe matzekas maimi mecham hoimet agabe esh veim beze esha agosa. If it is straight water, there's no problem to take out with a spoon or with a ladle or with a cup from water. Water has no problem from agosa. No problem for mixing, stirring. The esha kosu duadin, the mutter loyti bekaf oibe matzekas mok she'ein, kashe'ein bekteh hatichas bosa oyerek, the esha chmir beze. If you've got soup, that's already a dispute. Some people want to say soup has got the same thing as water. The same as water has got a problem for mixing. Also, soup hasn't got a problem for mixing. But some people want to say soup has got a problem still from Hagosa. If Sadiches, Asofas Maim Likdeir Amedes Ala Esh. Horotza Lahoysif Maim Likdeir Tafshir Amedes Agabe Esh. You want to add on water to a pot which is on the fire. So first of all, one has to know the problem from Shia, problem from Chazora. So one has to take it off from something which is a Keli Rishon into a Keli Rishon. So you have to take it from the urn, which has got fire underneath it, or a copper in a Keli Rishon, which Keli Rishon as it's called. Now once one takes it and pours it into this pot which is on the fire. Therefore, pouring it onto the top pot which is on the fire, maybe you have a problem from stirring. So he says, "Sofi zoel arosus amayim benachas the toch atafshul sheimiyer bechoyzak nimta megas the atafshul al day it was there." If you're going to pour the water very strongly, then you may have a problem from stirring. Therefore, one should pour it over. If one pours it over when it's still on the fire. When the fire is underneath it, it's a problem from stirring, like I said before. You should pour it off only in a light way, and not pour it too strong because then it'll mix it. He says in the footnote, Rabbi Yashu says the best thing is not even to pour it in a light way. It's best to take it off the fire, put it on the side of the blech, like we said before, put it on the side of the blech, and pour over water to there, and then bring it back to the fire. That's what Rabbi Yashu says. But the Shlomo Zalman said it's enough to go and pour it over lightly. But don't pour it over strongly because you'll have a problem from mixing it. Another point which we didn't say before is not brought down here. He brings it down in a different place. Anything which has got problem from Agosa, one has to be careful not to put back the lid. With something which is not fully cooked, one has to be careful not to put back the lid from the pot, because the lid from the pot is also considered mixing. Something which is not cooked will have to be careful. Something which is cooked, we're not so worried about that. But something which is not cooked and it's got problems from stirring properly, then you shouldn't put back even the lid. That's what we learned before. That's only something which has not been cooked.